Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. It's 8:11. It is Wednesday morning, the second day of November 2022. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County in Durango, Colorado. Of course, you can always tune us in at 103.3 FM, or if you're just driving around anywhere else or listening at home, go to our website, ksje.com, or turn on your radio. Or ask your smart speaker to play KSJE, and it does that. So welcome aboard, everyone. Glad that you are with us. We welcome also our viewers, because this is a community-supported visual radio station. The program is streaming to KSJE video channels on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter this morning. So we're glad that you are with us as well. Coming up this morning, our conversation about the Farmington Public Library. We'll be talking about some of the upcoming events and programs at the library, so we hope you will stay tuned for that. Later on this hour, I'll be checking in with Ron Price. He has an important message about laughter in our weekly segment about life in the sandbox. So that is coming up later on today at 8:50 a.m. here on KSJE. Next hour, it's our classical music program, of course, Roving with the Arts. And this morning, Mick Hess is featuring music from African-American composer R. Nathaniel Ditt. That's coming up today on Roving with the Arts on KSJE, a special 90-minute version of the program, because that'll take us to 10:30 and right on Four Corners, our local and regional author program with Tracy Hales. And Tracy this week is talking with Mary Armstrong about her series of books. Mary Armstrong's an author based in Las Cruces. So join us for that today at 10:30. Don't forget, you can also connect with us on our Instagram page in addition to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And if you're a podcast person, you can subscribe for free to KSJE Podcasts. You'll find them wherever you listen to podcasts. So check it out. Maybe discover a program that you may have missed recently and hear more about local programs here from KSJE. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it's kind of a partly cloudy morning this morning, 45 degrees at the moment. We are expecting a partly sunny day today with a high of 63 degrees, but winds are expecting to pick up tonight with increasing clouds and a 50% chance of showers with an overnight low tonight of 48 degrees. Then more chances for rain, a 70% chance of rain tomorrow, and the high temperature only 1 degree warmer, 49 for a high on Thursday, 32 with a chance of maybe a rain or snow mix on Thursday night with a low of 32. Partly cloudy skies on Friday with a high of 44, sunny on Saturday with a high near 50, and maybe a bit warmer on Sunday with more sunshine and a high back up to near 60 degrees. Well, let me introduce my guest this morning here from the Farmington Public Library. Adult Services Librarian Megan Bennett is with me this morning. Megan, welcome back to KSJE.
Thank you for having me here, Scott.
You bet. It's good to have you here, and thank you for being with us. And gosh, lots of things going on. You were recently back from a big library conference in Albuquerque, right, from the state?
Yes, it was New Mexico Library Association. It was last week, and it was wonderful. I heard so many amazing presentations, and I even presented myself on a topic I think you're going to bring up soon.
I would like to bring it up because, yeah, and congratulations on presenting at the conference. It's sharing a little bit of what works at the Farmington Public Library,
yes.
It sounds like, right? So that's wonderful. And that would be what we want to talk about first, which is this book group, Kits to Go. Explain
yes.
that to me.
So it's pretty easy. It's a free book group
like
kits
easy.
From my library to yours. Although library is a bit of a stretch here in San Juan County because local book groups are local groups who have, two, three, four, five, six, eight people
Right.
who are friends and want to read the same book. Well, they can come talk to me about getting in on the program and getting some free book group kits.
Okay. Got you. And so you are able to get, I guess, multiple copies then of certain books. Is that how it works?
Yes, we add books through three ways. Real readers. So if you're participating in our Real Readers program this year, you'll find the same books next year in the Book Group Kits to Go program.
Okay.
We do have a library group that meets at the library right now. When they request books, I try to buy a couple of them. Those go into the pile. It's a combination of being able to get the books they want. No, that's something.
Right.
And then, of course, some books that are of interest to the community.
Got you. And so, is there a limit, I guess, as to how many books you're able to order for these groups?
Yes, we are 13 copies.
Okay. And but once they come in, then you can maybe get them to these groups who've requested them and they have them for a certain amount of time?
Yes, you get 3 months with your book group set.
Got you. And I would think that the groups find this very helpful.
Yes, I actually ran a survey. And let me see here, I wrote it down somewhere.
You've got the results. Yes.
The positive results were that it was cost effective, that they could get more than one copy at a time, and we did have someone say that they liked the fact that they were real books as opposed to the fake books, the digital books.
Oh, okay. I've never heard them called fake books before.
Me neither.
Okay, got you. They're another option for books, right? And so, but that I guess if you're in a book club, that may be a more cost-effective option too.
It is a very cost-effective option. I have numbers on that too.
Right, got you. And so, because again, if you're in a book club and you're part of the group and you have your Farmington Public Library card, you could access all of the digital resources through the library, and everybody in the club could download their own copy of the book, I suppose.
That's not how digital books work, actually. We only get one copy. We only
Oh.
get one person to use
We'll see.
each co book per copy.
Aha.
So
Never mind. Never mind.
that's actually a thing in the digital publishing world. It's the D it's the DMCR, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, is one
Right.
of the things that keeps us from being able to have more than one user per book.
I see. Well, thank you for correcting me on that. See, I was under the wrong impression that you could do that, but you cannot. So that's even more reason why this program would be helpful for these
Yes.
book clubs, right?
Yes.
And get them out. So if someone's listening to us this morning and hadn't heard about this and they want to maybe ask you to help them with their book club, or they want to start a book club, maybe they're inspired to start a book club in their community, can they reach out to you for more information about this?
Yes, absolutely. If you go to www.infoway.org, our website, on the left-hand side, there will be a blue hyperlink that says Book Group Kits to Go. Click that, read the whole thing. There will be a quiz later.
Uh-oh. Okay.
And there will also be a link to a Google form and to a list of book group sets. Now, if you're really excited, you might just click that Google form and hit submit, and your request will not be honored because you have to have a meeting with me in order to start up the book group program.
I see. That's required.
Yes.
Got it. And so, but what you will see are some of the lists of, I guess, the groups of books you already have in stock, as it were,
Yes.
that are available, and then they'll know if that fits the nature of their club.
Exactly. We have 209 book group sets available. I know, really high
Wow.
number.
Yeah.
They're all available. Now, I do have some that are on really long checkouts. They've been requested. You can request 11 months in advance. So I do have a book group that would not be available until January of
Got you.
2024.
Oh. Well, they're probably very popular books, I suppose,
Yes.
and you've got a waiting list,
It is
is what
Neil
it sounds
Gaiman's
like.
Stardust, of all things.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there you go. But it'll get to you eventually if you get on that list, I suppose.
Eventually,
Better late
yes.
than never, maybe. So there you are. It's Book Group Kits to Go. And what was the reaction at the conference? I mean, were other libraries excited about this idea, or had they thought of it themselves? Probably not, since you were asked to present.
Yes, we had several groups that are actually members. I do have about a dozen libraries around the state that are participating in this program and receive the kits for the cost of postage.
I see.
It is free for people in San Juan County because they're not returning the books to us in the mail. They're returning
Right.
them to us at the reference desk.
Gotcha.
But some
So
of
you're
the
offering this statewide, I guess, is what you're
Yes, we
saying.
are. And there were several groups that met and were like, we couldn't have a book group without this program. Because
Wow.
there are very, very tiny libraries that
Yeah.
participate in this program.
How cool, though, that you're able to, that the Farmington Public Library is able to provide this service across our state for the
Yes.
cost of just shipping, I guess, the books, and you just ask the
Yes.
libraries to cover that.
Yes. Do you want to know how much that costs, Scott?
I'm betting it's not a lot, but it probably does add up. But go ahead.
It does add up, but it's only about $9 a kit.
Oh, that's not
So
bad.
if you're getting your 13 copies, it costs about $9, which is less than the cost of one book in the kit.
Right. So that makes it cost effective for these smaller libraries.
Very cost effective.
And maybe these book groups, I guess, maybe could even get donations from their members to cover the cost of that.
Possibly, yes.
Another option. But who knows? Yes. But I know the Postal Service tries to keep, I think, postage for books pretty affordable, which is helpful.
There is a library or book rate that people can use.
Gotcha. And that's what happens. So great. Yes. Do you think you'll get some more libraries after your presentation, maybe, that are thinking about this idea or learning about it?
I hope so.
Right. And would that help you to be able to expand the program if you can show more libraries that are taking part, that Farmington is helping other parts of the state?
Quite possibly.
Gotcha. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's exciting. And a great program for book clubs, not just here in San Juan County, but it sounds like throughout the state as well.
Yes.
So very, very good. Well, there's some other things that are going on that are coming up at the Farmington Public Library, some other events that are happening that we wanted to mention this morning. And one of those is another, big trivia night on Wednesday the 9th. That's, a week from today.
Yes, it is.
A week from today on fairy tales. And so your trivia nights have become, I think, pretty popular. You get some pretty competitive patrons that show up for some of these things.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. And so next week, it's all about fairy tales. And any hints, anything about specific fairy tales, or is it run the gamut?
Well, it does run the gamut, but I would brush up on your New Mexico fairy tales.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm familiar with many New Mexico fairy tales, but I better brush up then.
I don't know. You're talking to a North Carolinian here.
Right. Gotcha. But apparently that they're going to be in the trivia contest.
There's going to be at least one question about New Mexico fairy tales in the trivia.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go, everybody. And prizes?
Yes, we have some pretty amazing prizes. You'll just have to come by to see what we have.
Okay.
And you know, win.
Right. Exactly. And individuals or teams can come and compete?
Yes, individuals or teams. We have relaxed our restriction. You no longer have to form a team. So if it's just you and you want to go play some trivia, you are welcome to attend. And
okay.
You can play by yourself.
Okay. Or if I want to show up a little early, maybe recruit other singles for my team, I can do that too, maybe.
Absolutely. But we do not have the sign that you'd find at a ski resort, singles must be paired.
Yeah.
We do not have that sign.
Okay. So it's okay. You can be a single.
Yes.
And play trivia. On the 9th at 6 o'clock. Okay, very good. At the Farmington Public Library. And these happen, fairly regularly, right? Are they monthly?
Yes, they are monthly. Our next one, it will be in December, of course, after this one.
Sure, right. Any hints on what that one's going to be about? Do you know yet?
The Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, well, there's nothing to ask about that. I mean,
oh,
that's
no,
very small.
No. Yeah, it's very small. There's only one movie.
I don't know how you're going to get enough questions to fill your trivia night, but I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Yes.
I'm sure you can. But this week, this month, it's fairy tales.
Yes, it is fairy tales. And I've already looked at the presentation.
Okay.
And it's beautiful.
Nice. Okay. That's coming up next Wednesday, everyone, a week from today, 6 o'clock at the Farmington Public Library. And then, of course, the very next night, you have a presentation coming in.
Yes. Chad Drott is going to be here. He's part of Chad's Walking with Wildlife. He's very well respected. He's an expert in the area on wildlife. We had him in earlier this year to talk about mountain goats, I believe. Some sort of ungulate who lives up in the mountains. So I think it was goats.
Okay. All right.
It was wildly popular.
Now, Chad doesn't live up in the mountains. Just to be clear, it's the mountain goats that live up in the mountains.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
understood.
He's going to be here to talk about ravens. Ravens are, of course, very, very intelligent corvids. We have some that fly around the Farmington area.
Right.
And if you're at all interested in wildlife or nature or birds, come to the program. I'm actually planning on attending.
Right. Very cool. That's going to be the next night, so a week from tomorrow at 6 o'clock at the Farmington Public Library, and learning all about ravens. And I guess, you know, there's some that we find here in the Farmington area, plus they're elsewhere in the world, of course.
Yes, I saw one at the gas station in Cuba. It was hopping along.
Did you know?
Yes.
See? And of course, this time of year, you know, it's Halloween, and there's a very famous Edgar Allan Poe story about ravens.
Yes.
So it all kind of...
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary.
Yes, nevermore. To jump to the end. But
yes,
there you are. But that's coming up next week as well. And so that'll be cool to hear from him.
It will be very cool to hear from him.
And learn a bit more about ravens in the state and in the area. Next, on the following week, on the 15th, Tuesday, is the Real Readers Program, which, of course, is happening as well every month,
pretty
much. And the book and the movie this month is I Kill Giants.
Yes, I Kill Giants. I don't really know a lot about it other than apparently it's really awesome and it's based on a graphic novel.
Okay. Well, what else do you need to know?
Right, exactly. The movie is rated PG. The movie itself was not rated in theaters, but the DVD does have a PG rating on it.
Okay.
And I believe it follows a young girl in a semi-fantasy world as they're, killing giants.
Right. Got it. Okay. And so the idea is everyone gathers at 6 o'clock and they can bring in their dinner
Yes.
or popcorn or whatever they would like and
Exactly.
watch the DVD, the movie,
Yes.
at the library. And then there's a bit of a discussion afterwards about.
We actually no longer have the discussion.
No more
We
discussion.
do have the book available, so if you want to check out the graphic novel, we do have several copies available right now at the Farmington Public Library.
Right.
We have several copies of all of the books actually for this se for the movies for this season and the books for this season available.
Gotcha.
If you want to read it, I've heard that the art is just beautiful. But then on Tuesday the 15th at 6 o'clock, you would come. Well, we suggest you get here about 15 minutes early to guarantee a seat.
Sure.
And you get there, you set up, you bring your dinner with you, you bring some popcorn, you bring a non-alcoholic beverage. So,
Okay.
some soda, something like
Right.
that.
Iced tea.
Iced tea,
Right.
exactly.
Whatever you want.
And you get a nice comfy seat, and we start the movie. If people want to discuss it, of course we can, but we no longer have that we're going to sit here and discuss the differences between the book and the
Gotcha.
movie discussion.
Okay. Understood. But you can still read the book
Oh, we
and watch the
encourage you to
movie.
read the book. And you notice at the bottom of the slot page, if you're watching us on the video, the live stream, you'll see this. If you're not, I'm going to read it for you.
Yeah.
Accept the challenge with Beanstack. Now, Beanstack is a reading tracking program, and we have a challenge going this fall. That is our Real Readers Challenge. It's our graphic novel Real Readers Challenge. And we are
Okay.
challenging you to read all four books and watch all four movies with us.
Okay. And Beanstack is, I kind of consider it the Farmington Public Library app, if you will, because it kind of can help connect you with a lot of other things that are going on at the library. And you can register, like, for summer reading program and some of the other things that are going on and challenges like this. And then from the challenges, if I remember correctly, you're eligible for other prizes and things too, aren't you, if you complete
Yes.
some of these challenges?
Yes. This one particularly, like I Love My Library, had several prizes that you were eligible for. A lot of the monthly challenges, like just starting yesterday, was Native American Heritage Month and Family Stories. They don't have any prizes except your own prize for having read 600 minutes on the one and completed all the activities on the other. That's what you
Got it.
get out of a lot of them. But this one does have a bunch of challenges. And they are raffle based. So the more you read, the more movies you watch, the more raffle tickets you get, and the more chances you get to win.
Got it. Understood. And so that is what's going on with the Real Readers program and the Beanstack app. Of course, it's available wherever you find your apps, whether it's App Store, Play Store, what have you. I think you can also sign up online,
Yes.
just on the on a basic browser on a computer, without a phone. And I know I've heard too that you can, if you're a parent, you can sign up kids and have them all under one account, so you can monitor what the kids are doing, or maybe encourage your kids to do these certain other challenges for them to be eligible for other programs and prizes, perhaps through the library.
Yes, we have a lot of different programs going in different age groups, and Beanstack is actually set up like a car. So they expect mom or dad to be driving, and
Right.
the younger kids are, of course, in the back seat. So mom or dad are logging their reading. But teenagers could get the keys to the car. You could give your teen your username and password to your Beanstack account, and they could have it on their phone
Sure.
and log their own reading.
Right. And so they're able to do that as well, but mom and dad still can monitor what's
Yes,
going on.
it's a car.
Yeah, exactly. Understood. So there you are. That's happening. Real Readers, I Kill Giants is the movie and the book, Tuesday, November 15th at 6 p.m.
Yes.
Okay, very cool. And then we have a craft night coming up, which is on the 17th, Thursday, November 17th, again, 6 p.m., making just in time for Thanksgiving. Who wouldn't want a terracotta turkey candy jar?
Yes, and
Say
it
that three times fast,
is
everyone.
a terracotta turkey candy jar.
Right.
And it is adorable. Basically, we're attaching some of those fake leaves that you might get at the craft store to a terracotta pot and filling it with candy. It's adorable, it's cute, and it's adorable and it's cute.
There you go. What else can you say?
And
If you're not watching the video, you don't even see the picture, so you have to take our word for it. But it is pretty
yes.
cute. If you're watching the video, you can see just how cute it is because it's on the screen.
Yes.
But there you go. So the leaves make basically the tail of the turkey,
Yes.
and then you have to draw the face,
Painting the face.
paint the face on the front of the terracotta turkey candy jar, and then give it some kind of personality, I suppose. And then there you go. And then you can fill the pot with candy and off you go.
Yes.
So, and there you are.
Of course, since we are partnering with Beanstack for our summer reading program, we'd suggest you use jelly beans.
Aha. Makes sense. Makes sense. Maybe a more like yellow orangish color palette there for the season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there you are. And this is happening Thursday, November 17th at 6 p.m. at the craft night. And then all the materials, I think, are provided as long as supplies last, right?
Yes, as long as supplies last. We do have a chair limit in the room just for safety's sake.
Sure.
So you do definitely want to get here early for this one.
Okay.
And then after that, we give out whatever is left over. So the kits, everything that you need is in the kit.
Mm-hmm.
We give away any kits that were not given out during craft night away at 9 o'clock on Friday morning, the day after the craft.
Got it.
So if you're not able to make the event, we understand. We also have a night at the library happening at 6 o'clock. So if you got to bring your kids tonight at the library, it's going to be amazing. It's always amazing.
Right.
You can come by the next morning and pick up your craft kit.
Got it. Okay. And that will include the instructions, too,
I'm
sure.
That will include the instructions, I hope.
In addition to all the parts that you would need to do this. So.
Yes.
But there you are. You still have time before Thanksgiving to get it done.
Exactly.
So there you are. But it is craft night. These happen, I think, monthly as well, too, right?
Yes.
These days. And so another opportunity to check out what's going on. And, of course, the other way to get connected with everything going on at the Farmington Public Library is through the website. I know the library's been doing a lot of work on the website and the calendar, the events calendar, to kind of make that a little more functional, and folks can check it out at infoway.org.
Yes. We also suggest if you go to www.infoway.org that you scroll down to the bottom and you click sign up for the newsletter. We send out one newsletter a month on the 1st, except, of course, April 1st. You cannot send out a newsletter on April Fool's Day.
Nobody believes it.
No one believes
it. Right? They just don't. Yeah, I understand. But you could.
But you could.
You could sign up for it.
Yes.
But at least if you sign up for it, you get the newsletters every other month on the 1st.
Yes, every other month goes out on the 1st.
Okay. Very good. And so that's an important thing to remember about connecting with the library in addition to the segments here every month that we have you folks on. And is there anything else that you guys are working on that you want to mention this morning while you're here with me, Megan?
I would just say keep an eye on our calendar at www.infoway.org to keep an eye on our events and also keep an eye on our Facebook page, as we do try to post events there about a month in advance. So you can always click there, click interested, and Facebook will send you a notification the day of the event to remind you that you signed up.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
Same with our calendar. You can sign up for an event or ask to be notified about an event. It will email you. You can also add one of our events to your personal calendar.
That's true, too. Exactly. If you're someone like me who just does what my phone tells me to do, where I have to go, who I have to meet with, or what's going on every day, putting that on getting it on my phone, an event like that can really be helpful if you have it with you, and that's what you use all the time. So good to know.
Absolutely.
Very good. Thank you for coming in this morning and sharing some of the information about all the events at the library that are coming up.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here.
Good to see you. Thank you very much. It's Megan Bennett. She is an adult services librarian at the Farmington Public Library with me this morning right here on KSJE. KSJE and San Juan College present the Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week. Week 11, study with friends and study groups. Encouraging friends to study with you can make everything more fun and productive. Ask your classmates to study with you at a certain time and location. Studying together in person can help you hold each other accountable too. You don't want to be that person who cancels or doesn't show, right? Teaching a friend or family member or even your pet the material is a great way to see how well you know it. When you explain it to someone else, you'll have a better grasp of which information you already have mastered and which information you need to study. The Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week, presented by KSJE and the Student Achievement Center at San Juan College. KSJE is supported by the San Juan Symphony, presenting The Majesty of Mozart, Saturday, November 5th at 7:30 p.m. in Farmington, and Sunday, November 6th at 3 p.m. in Durango. The concert features a combined 160-plus voice choir from Durango, Farmington, and Fort Lewis College, four soloists, and Mozart's Requiem Mass, his final musical statement. Find out more at sanjuansymphony.org, The Majesty of Mozart, November 5th and 6th. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did, and if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.